This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
Hello, welcome to our 18th episode of season number 2, Cardinals Insider Podcast, this one for Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. I'm Brett McMillan, and I'm glad that you've come alongside here for this episode. Today, you're going to hear from Bob Gibson, probably in a way that you've never heard from the Baseball Hall of Famer. But first, on July 31st, we want to remind you that 20,000 fans ages 16 and older set to take home July's T-shirt of the month. July's T-shirt of the month design extra special as it pays tribute to Cardinals Hall of Famer and fan favorite Red Shandies. Great tickets remain at cardinals.com/promotions. It's always our goal on this show, whether it's Cardinals Insider on the TV side, and if you've never seen that, you can check your local listings at cardinals.com/insider, or maybe you faithfully listen to the podcast, which we appreciate, by the way. But either way, our goal is to bring you content which maybe you're not seeing other places. Sometimes we're going to cross over with the local media, but our goal is to try to at least maybe position something or show you something from a different angle or in a different light, or to take what we would call a deeper dive, to spread our legs, to give it more time, to give it different voices, and really maybe bring something to life in a way that you haven't heard it before. And I hope, that we are going to accomplish that today on this episode. Because what we're going to let you hear, as I said, is Bob Gibson's. I don't know that you've heard him maybe anywhere else. And only one other media outlet had access to the event we're going to tell you about on today's episode. That was the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. They wrote a feature on it, but that was several weeks ago and more than a month ago at this point. And we're going to actually let you hear some audio from a moment where Bob Gibson is in a room with some people, and it's just the natural audio from the room. Nobody's being interviewed. There's maybe not the formality. It's just Bob talking and answering questions with a group of young people that he's had a profound impact on. This season, as you probably know, Bob Gibson is being honored by the club for his career and his life, and it all lines up with the 50-year anniversary of his 1968 season. As part of that, the team launched a campaign to tell Gibson's life story and honor his legacy both on and off of the ball field. The centerpiece is a song in the style of Broadway's Hamilton, and like the campaign, we call it Complete Gamer.
From ghetto to glory, Bob Gibson been on the mission. Multiply the struggle, splitting it like division. Trying to make an image that was never up in his vision. Break it down, cry when you heard that final decision. Fatherless, poor and black, bitten on the earth by a rat. You can change poverty, that is a given fact. To rise above, that was his plan of attack. Bob Gibson, he did that.
He conquered the mound, the people around. Was shouting the crowds, the ambient sounds. The strikes on he found, what bad is he clown? Had batters swinging like merry-go-rounds, he took him to town. He was a game changer, the complete gamer. Throw a pitch so fast, it'll rearrange her. He's no stranger, Bob Gibson been on the mission. He changed the game forever, the pitcher was his position. He's the ultimate.
The game heavy, the opposition will never be ready. Reach the top, champion blood running, something that can never be stopped. The big man coming, legendary feels, got the crowd clutching their stomach. We all gotta face it, we are now witnessing greatness.
The song was written and recorded by a group of students from a program called Compositions for Life. They're a St. Louis-based organization who presents underserved and at-risk youth with therapeutic music experiences. Gibson grew up in a rough neighborhood himself in Omaha, Nebraska. And so the students used the autobiography that he wrote based on that experience called Ghetto to Glory. It's the inspiration for the lyrics and the corresponding music video. To launch the campaign, we welcomed the students to Bush for a pregame ceremony, but unfortunately, rain got in the way of that. So about an hour or so after the game was scheduled to have started, instead of getting the on-field ceremony that the students were coming for originally, we gathered them in a room down underneath Bush Stadium, and in walked the greatest Cardinal pitcher of all time for a one-on-one meet and greet just with them.
Hi, y'all.
So, Bob, this is the crew that put together the song and the video that celebrated your life and the book, and thought we would just have you maybe introduce yourself and say a few words, maybe shake a few hands, and we also have a gift for you.
Well, I already introduced myself. I'm Bob. Let me tell you, I thought that was wonderful. I don't know a lot about rap because I'm old. And I heard it, and my son is 34 years old, and I said, hey, Chris, come here. I said, listen to this. He listened. I said, is that good? He said, it's real good, Dad. And so I really appreciate it. I thought you guys put a lot of work into it, and I couldn't be happier.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you want to ask me some questions about, I know everything. If you want to ask me some questions, I'll try my best to answer them for you. And if not, then, you know.
I'd say for the better part of an hour, they got to ask Bob Gibson questions. And then somebody suggested something which I think at first everybody was going, oh, I don't know, like, is this going to really land? But someone said, why don't they do the song a cappella? And it, boy, I tell you what, it was maybe the coolest part of the night.
Stand up, put your hands up.
From ghetto to glory, Bob Gibson been on a mission. Multiply the struggle and splitting it like the vision. Trying to make an image that was never up in this vision. Breaking down crime when you heard that final decision. Fatherless, poor and black, bitten on the earth by a rat. You can change poverty, that is a given fact. To rise above, that was his plan of attack. Bob Gibson, he did that.
He conquered the mound, the people around were shouting, the crowds, the ambient sounds. The strike zone he found, while bad as he clown, had batter swinging like merry-go-rounds. He took in the town. He was a game changer, the complete gamer. Throw a pitch so fast, it'll rearrange her. He's no stranger. Bob Gibson been on the mission. He changed the game forever. The pitcher was his position. He's the ultimate
gamer.
Game, baby, the opposition would never be ready.
Game changer. Hall of Famer.
The big man coming. Legendary feels got the crowd clutching their stomach. We all gotta face it. We are now witnessing greatness.
You're a complete gamer.
Define the era with the ERA. 1.12, and that was back in 68. Strikeouts over 3,000, innings with no hits. 22 2/3, that's as real as it gets. Lower the mound 5 inches, setting records, no Guinness. I'm a complete gamer, pitching all 9 innings. Throwing the fastballs like Popeye off of the spinach. You know batters cower and fear when hoots step up to pitch it. I said, who?
Gamer. Game changer. Hall of Famer. You're a complete gamer.
Everybody I talked to that evening, no matter if they had been with the club for just a little bit, no matter if they had been around the game of baseball for decades, everybody said that it was just an unreal experience. Something that not many people get, an intimate, tender, I mean really real, face-to-face moment with an icon. An icon which had inspired these kids, and I think that the kids had also inspired the icon in Bob Gibson. Hearing him speak, talk about his platform, what it meant to be a pitcher in the 1960s in St. Louis. That was pretty cool. Heavy stuff in some ways, but really uplifting as well. And afterwards, Bob was kind enough to let me ask him a few questions on the topic.
Well, to see their connection with your story and to see them bring it to life, what does that mean to you to see this generation, you know, take that and have that respect for you and what you've lived?
Well, it means everything in the world. You know, when you think of
of the younger generation today, you think of them altogether different than the way we were when we grew up. But listening to them sing and knowing that they read the book and there was a connection with me and them from them reading that book, it's just great. You know, I enjoy it. I enjoy listening to them. And more than anything else, I really appreciate the fact that they understand what was going on back in those days.
Do you remember the point in your life where you realized that because of your platform as a ball player, you had the capacity really to influence other people with the way that you were living and the way you were accomplishing things?
Well, I don't know that you really pay attention that much where you can tell when you start influencing people and don't. All I know is that when I first started, I wasn't the type of person that would influence people at all. And then all of a sudden, you're at a point where you know that people are listening to you. Now, when that happened, I don't know. I don't know when it happened, but I know that it did happen.
Not everybody gets recognized like this. To have the Cardinals look not just at 68, but at your whole career and really tip their hat as an organization to you. What does that mean to you with so many years playing for this club?
Well, the Cardinals, as far as I'm concerned, probably the best organization in baseball. And I guess it's because I have been involved with them all the time. And for them to go back and continue to bring us old-timers back up here and let the younger people see who kind of got this started. Young people sometimes have an idea that they started it themselves, but the Cardinals keep us in front of the public, and they have a chance to see who kind of started it and where we came from.
Somebody asked it already, but it was really excellent, so I hope you don't mind that I ask again. And when you think about your life story, the book, the song, so many people are going to be exposed to that this summer through the song and through the video. What do you hope people take out of your life story and apply to their own?
Well, I think what I want them to take out of that is that it takes a lot of hard work, and I did work very hard, and it's an old saying, it's a cliche that, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. You can't really do whatever you want to do, but I tell you what, if you work hard, your chances are a heck of a lot better, and I want them to take that away from it.
I also got to speak with the song's composer. Compositions for Life had reached out to Adam Manis. He helped bring the kids' vision to life, put the music together, and really stitched this whole thing into the very polished, professional song that you hear. He also spoke with me, and my first question was, what were the challenges of getting someone's life story into lyrical verse in the style of Hamilton?
Well, I think it's kind of blending the hip-hop, and then I really wanted to capture a sound of the era that Bob Gibson pitched in, the late 60s to early 70s. I wanted to incorporate elements of soul music and R&B into that. And, I mean, they go together pretty easily, actually, but telling that story with the sound of the music and the lyrics of, in the hip-hop style, that was probably the most challenging part about that.
Was there a point in the process, and I know you do this professionally, but is there a point where you went, all right, we've got it, like, we've hit the nail on the head?
Yeah, I mean, if you do anything creatively like that, there is a lot of work to get to that point where you think, like, okay, this is going to be something. This isn't going to be nothing, you know what I mean? We're going to have a song. And, throughout the whole process, you're like, well, is it going to be good? We're not really going to know until it's all over. But there was, of course, a point where I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. It's coming together.
Rap not necessarily identified with Bob's generation, but yeah. It was neat to see him come in here tonight and say how much it resonated with him. For you guys, as the people who labored over it, what is that like for you to hear the subject say, yes, you captured it?
I mean, that's what you really are hoping for, you know, to hear that he liked it. That was amazing. But, you know, I think rap, they were so inspired by his story. The kids who had written all the hip-hop lyrics were so inspired by his book, his autobiography, and his story of coming from nothing to this amazing career as a Cardinal, that it really was an easy transition, I think, for everybody. I think it kind of makes sense, you know?
And then the last thing, these kids are just amazing. What do we need to know about them that maybe we wouldn't just from having watched the video or you know, heard the song?
They worked incredibly hard on this project. They were incredibly dedicated to it. They did a lot of research on their own. They wanted the quality to be as high as possible. They knew that they were doing something for, you know, a hometown institution, and they knew that they were representing themselves and their community, and they just knocked it out of the park.
I'm beyond thankful I got the chance to be there that night. I mean, it really was a remarkable 60 to 90 minutes or so in that room, and I'll just never forget the feeling. It was like, I don't know, history was hanging in the air, one of those moments that's bigger than yourself. I mean, all those kind of cliches, but it's true. That is how it felt to have Bill DeWitt III, whose family has been in baseball for 100 years, introduce Bob Gibson, maybe the greatest pitcher of all time. That's a big argument we won't get into, but definitely the greatest Cardinal pitcher of all time, and really a human being I've come to enjoy when I have gotten my chances to talk with him as well. That kind of baseball history and the fact that that history was impacting these group of kids. And again, these group of kids were getting to impact that history in their own little way. That is just powerful stuff. It's neat to think about, and it was neat for me to see that Bob Gibson wasn't merely just a game changer on the mound. In an era where equality was often oppressed, Bob showed courage, and he showed leadership in the way that he treated others and the way that he lived his life. And the ripples of that have gone from the 60s and beyond, still going today, and it was just a blessing to get to see the creators, the performers of that song, and its subject come together in the mutual admiration that they share. That's it for this week's show. You can email me at podcast@cardinals.com. We'd also welcome you to subscribe, listen, rate, or review the program. You can do that at iTunes. Just search Cardinals Insider. Or give us a listen and look us up at cardinals.com/podcast. Next week, Tom Ackerman from the St. Louis Cardinal Radio Network and Camo X joins me to discuss his friend Bob Costas. He's going to be enshrined in the broadcaster's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame next weekend. Tom has an amazing story about how he and Bob first met. It'll help you to see Bob Costas in a whole new way and gain even more respect for him, which is hard to imagine because it's easy to respect a man like Bob. But wait till you hear this story. It'll be well worth your time, so be sure to join us. Again, that is Tuesday, July the 31st. We release every Tuesday in time for the drive home from work. Also, be sure to join us on Monday, July 30th, down at the ballpark. Christmas in July returns, presented by Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Fans who purchase a special theme ticket receive an exclusive Santa Fredbird bobblehead. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/theme. Thanks so much for being with us. For Bob Gibson and Adam Maness, I'm Brett McMillan. We'll talk to you next time on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.